T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Ron, training camp, Thursday in Latrobe. No AB in a helicopter, no James Harrison in a fire truck. Maybe Juju on a bike. That's about the only thing I could conceive of.
I want to hear how AB arrives in Napa for the Oakland camp. That's always, he's become known for this, right?
I'm thinking he goes under the radar.
Do you try to be low key at first?
Yeah,
I think you're probably, that would be my guess.
What do you think is the single biggest storyline for the Steelers going into camp? Well, the one you're most interested in.
It's an easy call for me, and I wrote about it online about Tomlin getting an extension.
Yeah.
There's no real position battles. I don't think, where it's going to be, maybe kicker, but I mean, there's no real dramatic position battle. So to me, it's, do they extend Tomlin or not?
What do you think will happen there?
I think they will, and I think they should.
I think they will, and I think they shouldn't. But I think the other big story for me, I think it is, honest to God, it's Chris Boswell.
Mentioned kicker. What did I just say? The kicker.
If we're going to talk about it, they think pretty clearly that their season was blown up, that maybe none of this would have happened if Chris Boswell had made the kicks he made the year before. So you could say, people out there, that it's only a kicker, but the kicker can make all the difference.
The kicker won them a lot of games 2 years ago, and the same kicker lost them a lot of games last year.
Yes.
So on the field, I don't think there's any question, but I still think Tomlin's situation kind of off the field, definitely, but I think that trumps all. That's my opinion.
Yeah. I would say clearly that's the biggest organization-wide story going into camp here. Other ones, though, that interest me, Ron, position battles you mentioned. I'm starting to get very curious as to whether Barron and Bush may see the field at the same time. So if you want to call Vince Williams and Mark Barron a position battle, I'm starting to wonder. It's all sub-package football.
They're all going to be used in different ways. I mean, I don't think they're going to forget about Vince Williams, and they didn't bring Barron in to sit. I think those guys will all play. That's good. That's something to
watch,
too.
So do I, but somebody's playing time's got to go down.
What does Tomlin and Keith Butler do with the defense? That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and I'm curious if Devin Bush is out there from the first second.
And do they sign Joe Hayden? That's
the first second of training camp, if Bush is out there with first-team defense, and if it's basically his defense to sort of control and call from day one.
What about signing Joe Hayden?
We should present that question right now at 412-928-9370. His last contract, Ron, if you could call it up, I think it was for 3 and 30, if I'm not mistaken. What do you do with a guy who's 30 years old or so and is going to want that kind of money? We went through this briefly last week, and I'm certainly not changing. I think when you've butchered that position the way they have, he's 30 years old right now, that you almost have no choice if it's for that kind of money. It's not like franchise-breaking money.
Right.
I sign the guy before the year. I do.
Well, you paid him a little more than the Steelers paid him. The deal was 3 for $27 million.
$27 million
over 3 years. The average, obviously, 9. Now, he's going to make 10 this year. It broke down differently. So
same deal would you do again? I would.
Probably, but I don't know if he would. He might be able to get more.
He might. He might, but I think
that's a tough position to fill.
I don't know that he's going to break the bank at 31 either.
Yeah, no, that's true. But at the same time, it's a tough position. But the age factor, those guys can lose it quickly, man.
That's why if I'm him, I'm taking the guaranteed money every day of the week.
Yeah, but it's not all guaranteed, though.
No, it's not all guaranteed, but when you sign a new contract, you're getting plenty of it guaranteed. You're right. The NFL does not have guaranteed contracts.
You get a nice bonus out of it.
Right. He's also a guy who's missed a bunch of games over the past, let's say, 4 years.
Although not so much. Did he play in them all last
year? He played 15 last year, 11, 13, and 5. So he's missed a bunch of games over the last 4 years. He's going to be 31. So if I'm him, I'm taking that money. Are you?
Yeah, I guess. I'd love to be in a position to say no for it, that's for sure.
I don't think he would go out on the open market and command a giant deal. Now, it's still a risk on the Steelers' part for all the reasons I just mentioned. He'd be 31 with a bit of an injury history, but they have not been successful, to put it mildly, at growing their own corners, right?
They have done a horrible job. Now, the kid they drafted this year, you know, you hear good things, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, just because you hear them, we also heard good things about Artie Burns and Cam Sutton and some of these other guys too, right?
Yeah, and Justin Lane is a guy who I think they look at perhaps as more of a project.
But they think he has a chance. Maybe.
Yeah, sure.
You know, if he's around all year, the system, could he take over for Joe Haden after this season?
Could.
Maybe that's what they're asking.
But then what about the other corner spot? Is Steven Nelson going to thrive in
the
system?
Well, he better.
And then even at best, you still have two.
He better what they're paying him, right?
Yeah. And same with linebackers. I mean, this is all, so much of it is the sub-package game. It's to defend against the pass. So you need more than two, really, to be very competent in this league. Do you think out there that the Steelers should sign Joe Haden before the season, 412-928-9370, to lock him up down the road? Or you think that money could be better spent elsewhere? Let's talk about that. And also, Pro Football Focus has now put out its top 10 quarterbacks and its top 10 running backs. And it's interesting to me where they put Ben. I can tell you that. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. Driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. You can text us on the Egger Steiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Egger Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.